Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
On American by Design, and it's been a rough week for everybody, especially our military, especially the 13 dead because of the ineptitude of our commander-in-chief and his generals and everybody associated with them. And that's what we're going to discuss tonight. Should we impeach the dude and try him for treason? That's what I want to discuss, because I think he should be tried for treason. And people say, "How, Bing, how can you say that?" Well, he declared that we were ending the war in Afghanistan. And he gave them a bunch of prizes. It's like Halloween night with Mr. Joe Biden. You're listening to American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, and the call-in number here is 646-478-5284. We're going to get to some of the intrinsics here, and they are that we were in a 20-year war. A war that we fought valiantly, I think. But in the last couple weeks, the whole thing imploded on itself. Maybe the last week, with Biden taking the helm, with Biden taking the reins and saying, look, we're not going to, I'm not going to, I did this as a campaign promise, I'm going to fulfill it. So he takes the easy way out and just pulls everybody out, then we push people back in, then we push people back out. And I don't understand this administration at all. These people are sock puppets, and they're, with the media involved in it, they either report bad things on it, which actually I've been seeing some stuff on it that MSNBC and so on, that's been running. Maybe the ratings are really low. They have to get on somebody, and they don't have Trump anymore. So they got to get on somebody. Maybe that somebody is Joe Biden. But the thing is that we screwed this up royally, foobarred it. effed up beyond all recognition. Not we, not me, not you, but Joe Biden and his administration, the man that thought that he could sit there and rule the world, didn't want to assassinate bin Laden, but opted for us getting out of this war in this way. It's not that the American people did not want to get out of this war. I know a lot of people that I work with. I know people just in the military and so on say, look, it's been a long, hard road. We need to get out sooner or later, but we don't need to do it this way. What are you going to do, Joe, when this comes creeping up on you? We got 6 planes now that can't take off out of an airbase that's guarded by the Taliban, that you let the Taliban guard our airbase. In Kuwait, you let the Taliban take over the whole country. Everything was not peachy, not rosy, but it certainly wasn't to the extent that we have 13 deaths when we didn't have one death in 18 months over there. This is a war Joe Biden ended in a fiasco. And it's a travesty that we have 13 dead Marines. And I believe it's treasonous. This man specifically is involved in aiding and abetting our enemy who we are at war with. And he declared that we are ending this war. So he said that we are in war with. So he gave them billions of dollars worth of weapons. He gave them the names of Afghanistans, of Americans, to our enemy. Gave them this, the biometrics, everything. There's a lot that entails this. This is iris scans. This is background checks. These are all that kind of thing. We let our enemy control the airport. We gave up Bagram. Nobody notices that the airbase is 400 miles away from frickin' China. Does anybody notice that? We've got no intel on the ground. We've got nothing. Nothing. And we're trying to negotiate with terrorists. We're trying to negotiate with terrorists. Let that sink in, people. Let it sink in a little bit. Because we are trying to negotiate with the people that started 9/11, that are out to kill us as Americans. That's their goal, their whole thing. It's like, you know, when you go to Afghanistan, you set your watch back 10 hours. No, you have to set it back 10 hours plus 650 years because these freaking people do not understand anything other than killing, mayhem, murder, destruction, terrorists. And we're negotiating with them. We're negotiating with them. We're going to get our Americans out. That was another lie that Joe Biden came out with. We're going to stay there till all our Americans out. No, they pulled out early, which I wish Joe would have done with Jill, then they wouldn't have Hunter, okay? But this is serious, folks. These implications, and it's not even including the southern border. When you take the southern border on, it's like my mind wants to pop. I don't understand how these people can stay in office, being so inept, so incredulous, insane that they are doing the things that they're doing. Somebody's in somebody's back pocket. And with Joe's close ties to China, I think he needs to be investigated. At the very least, he should be impeached. At the most, He should be tried for treason, because what he did was he aided and abetted an enemy of our country. He's an inept fool, incoherent most of the times, doesn't want to take questions from the press. When asked about this, he just walks off, holds his head in his hand and walks off like some incoherent fool. He single-handedly turned our nation into a band of idiots and fools. Nobody will trust us anymore because of his lack of foresight. His generals and chief of staff are a freaking joke, and he does not deserve to be head of our country. As our top ambassador, because that's part of the job of being president, you're an ambassador. When he's looking at his watch in Dover when 13 Marines are being transferred, like he has better things to do. That was sickening to me to watch. It was a solemn occasion, and he's sitting there looking at his TikToker on his freaking arm, wondering, is it my bedtime yet? Is it my ice cream cone? Where do I get that? All of this, as he dismantles our southern border, that's shot. We're overloaded down there. And he lets illegals come in with no COVID screening, no background checks for COVID. Nonetheless, if they're involved in gangs and that kind of thing. And he's forcing his own people to get the jab, to get the needle, to get the shot, to get the vaccine. It's a dereliction of duty, at the least. Joe Biden needs to be brought up on charges of treason for what I laid out above. It's in the Constitution. Now, he can be dismissed if he's insane, if he's incoherent. But he needs to at least to be addressed, people, before we lose this country. We don't know. Half the Afghanistans on board those planes probably did not have their visas. They were probably just regular citizens that he was trying to get out as many people as he could to make some kind of political point that he ended this war. Well, you ended the war, but you probably started five others, Joe. You idiot. You freaking idiot. You probably started five others, and you probably got hundreds of people over there that are being assassinated, being hung, being stoned, being having their heads cut off. We got six airplanes over there on a tarmac waiting to take off, but they can't get out of Qatar. Why is that? Because the Taliban surrounds a freaking airport. You idiot. You idiot. Can I not stress enough how pissed I am right now at this man? 47 years serving. I don't even know if you want to call it that. It's not serving anybody when you don't get nothing done. 47 years in politics. He's been a screw up from day one. He has to go to Dover. He has to talk to these families. And I'm glad. I'm so happy that a lot of them refuse to talk to him because he's an idiot. Because he wants to talk about his son, Bo, that died of cancer, wasn't even in military conflict. But he wants to keep bringing that up. Bringing it up. It's all about Joe. It's all about what Joe could do. It's all about Bo. Oh, Bo, I'm sorry. Bob. I can understand your pain because of Bo. Bo died too. I'm sorry about your son, Joe. The fact is you're not the leader. You're not the leader that we need for this time in this country. You are an in facto piece of crap. According to the Constitution, whoever owning or owing allegiance to the United States, levies war against them, or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death or shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years and fined under this title, but not less than $10,000, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. That's what I believe. Joe Biden should be tried for treason. Not just impeached. Impeached is too easy. This man is a bumbling freaking idiot that got 13 people dead, 20 others wounded, Marines, and countless Afghanis dead. And the list will pile up over time. Guarantee it. This is the most unbelievable. But look, coming from the left, coming from his point of view, he's a stubborn, senile, old dude. And he believes in wrecking this country. It's like a big sledgehammer just coming all over everybody. And that's Joe Biden. He's never been able to handle any kind of foreign policy decision. Hell, his boss, Barack Obama, said the same thing. He said Joe Obama could, you know, he can't handle foreign policy. He F's it up every time. Listening to American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, and we'll be right back.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right off to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. Even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
And that's the left. That's the leftist hate that they have for this country, the disdain, they're just despicable. They're just miserable people that have nothing better to do with their time than hate America, hate everything that she stands for, hate what you and me stand for, just having a family, raising a roof over your head, having a good job. We got the economy. Let's talk about the economy for a second. the jobs report, 750,000 less than what we needed, they expected. And he talks about everything is fine. He talks about, well, how rosy the economy is looking. The economy is not looking rosy. I went to the store today and had to shop because my wife is laid up. She's got a fractured ankle. I had to shop today. I'm going, what the hell is this? There's nothing in the stores hardly. And what you can find is very high priced, higher than what it was back when Trump was in office. Yeah, see, Trump would not have done this pull out of Afghanistan like Joe Biden did. The economy probably would be roaring a lot more than what this failed job report came out with. He'd be putting people on notice. His generals certainly would not be still generals. They'd be court-martialed. And yet we got Joe Biden and we got the open border, which never would happen under Trump. Do you miss him yet? Just asking. It's funny too, away, but the thing is that we're living in, and I feel this way. This is the way I feel. I just feel like I need to take one of the pills, the red pill or the blue pill, just to get away from this mess, because we are in a big, dire disaster looming. It's just looming. We got the media in control of the press. And it's not what the media tells you, it's what they don't tell you. And what they don't tell you is that, you know, you had a day, I think it was after we left the Apaches on the ground in Bagram, they were flying dead bodies hung on the bottom of the Apaches. They were taking, or they will take these weapons and they will either sell them, resell them. They will take and put them up where they need to be in Russia, China, whatever. And all the time, Jen Psaki, who's, in my opinion, is the worst press secretary I think I've ever seen, that I've really kind of paid attention to. This woman is one-track mind. She cuts off reporters. She is a racist and a sexist. When the man was talking about the Texas law about abortion, she tells him, well, you know, you can't, basically, you can't even ask that because you've never got pregnant. Well, wait a minute. I guess men can get pregnant, Jen. So what you got to be sexist, but the media don't call her out for that. She's an inept person in this administration, just like these generals are. They lie every single time. I don't believe a word any of them say in this administration anytime they get to a microphone. You just can't trust them. But the good thing is that people are seeing through this. Joe Biden's ratings, his polling, which is what politicians go after. They live for polls. They're tanking for Joe. And they should be. They're tanking big time. Because the guy does not know how to run a hot dog stand, much less a country. He let us down as Americans. He let us down as fighters, patriots, soldiers. He let us down. This is, and it will be, the most failed execution of a war ending that I've ever seen in my freaking life. How do you let two air bases fall to the Taliban? How do you, Joe, we've got people in Vietnam. We've got people in South Korea. We've got 2,000 or 3,000 people down there. We're still fighting a war with Korea. Do you not remember that? But no, you want to get us out of Afghanistan. So you pull everybody out instead of leaving a contingency of 2,000 or 3,000 Marines over there so that we can control it. We can keep the lid on this. No, we've got bases everywhere in this world, except now Afghanistan, thanks to you, you bumbling frickin' idiot. Bumbling idiot. The economy is tanking. The southern border is overloaded. We've got people down there that are working it. We've got military. We've got police. They can't keep up with this. And people are flooding the border, thousands per day. 10, 20, 50,000 a month easily coming into this country. For what gain, Joe? For what gain? For you to put extra voters on the dole? We've got Georgia with their massive voter fraud now that's coming out, people stuffing ballots in the box. That's how this man won, by cheating, by lying, by thievery. He's not a leader. Never has been, never will be, not in my book. He's an idiot and a traitor, and he needs to be tried for treason.
There's always room for one more.
Seven in 10 millennials do not know this, so listen up. According to a new YouGov poll, 7 in 10 millennials say they would vote for a socialist. 1 in 3 millennials see communism as favorable, and half of millennials have an unfavorable view of capitalism. So tonight, I will show you what 7 in 10 millennials obviously do not know. The 5 reasons socialism will destroy your life. Number 1, 100 million people were killed in the 20th century by socialist and communist regimes. 100 million people. If you think socialism or communism in America would result in anything other than oppression or death, you are sorely mistaken. Number 2, in the socialist Soviet Union, people stood in line for hours for a loaf of bread and were forced to eat their own shoes rather than starve to death. In Venezuela today, people are trekking hours to the borders just for a single meager meal a day. And people are burning their money because money doesn't even buy them food to keep them alive, thanks to socialism. Number 3, in communist Cuba, you have to bring your own blanket and your own light bulb to the hospital. The surgical instruments are rusty. Medication and healthcare treatments are rationed by the government. In Venezuela, antibiotics are so scarce that a little girl in the hospital survived only because the boy in the hospital room next to hers died and his mother gave her his antibiotics. Meanwhile, in these countries, the rich elites fly to other countries to qualify for healthcare, for quality healthcare, while their own people are dying. Number 4, in Venezuela, in Cuba, and certainly in the Soviet Union, if you criticize the government, you can be shot. There are 15,000 political dissidents imprisoned in Venezuela for daring to disagree with the dictator. In Cuba, political prisoners and journalists have been shot in the back of the head. In the Soviet Union, dissidents just disappeared, and the gulags were full of innocent people. Reason number 5, socialism and communism have never worked. No matter how many times they've been tried, it has failed in the Soviet Union, East Germany, China, Venezuela, Cambodia, Cuba, Vietnam, North Korea, Ethiopia, Poland, and Romania, and it would fail here too. But not before our liberty is squashed and millions of people will be forced into poverty, starved, oppressed, and killed. Apparently, 7 in 10 millennials do not know this. Millennials in this poll also said they think President Donald Trump is the, quote, biggest threat to world peace. even more so than Putin, Xi Jinping, or Kim Jong-un. In fact, 10% of millennials in this poll said Trump is, quote, responsible for more deaths and human rights abuses than Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. So for goodness sake, turn off the Young Turks or whatever garbage YouTubers you watch and read a history book and reject communism and socialism before you destroy our country and your own life. Thank you. We would all appreciate it.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER or the OC, nothing on a CD, TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with they icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth and the life. One day he's gonna split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Is not an instrument either.
Back to American by Design with your host, Blink Fisher. And let me see, you can reach me over on the best way, actually, because I'm not on Facebook anymore because I just do not do that. They put me in jail so many times. I just don't want to do that anymore. But you can reach me over on Telegram. If you look for American by Design on Telegram and join that channel, you'll pretty much get up to date on certain things that I'm doing in my life and with the show and so on. You can also go over to Bite Me in the Basement, which is an anti-Joe Biden website. It was started before the election, that kind of thing, during the campaign. And I need to kind of revamp it a little bit, but we're going to go ahead and keep going with that website because Joe's going down. Let me get this straight. We fight a 20-year war. We spend billions of dollars on this war. And this one single man in his administration comes in, dismantles it, gets out in the most peculiar way, the most devastating way, because these actions that Joe Biden has done, you could say his administration, but when he says the buck stops here, it's the buck stops here with Joe. He's good at making it, at running a crowd, playing a crowd. He's good at that. But he sucks at being an administrator of a country, an executive of the country, an ambassador of the country. He's alienated us from the rest of the world because nobody trusts us anymore. They really don't, especially Britain, one of our closest allies. They don't trust us anymore. They don't trust this administration anymore to do the right thing. He pulls out of a country that we've been at war with, that we are at war with, still. He didn't end a war. The war is still going. Can these people not get that through their thick head? The war is still going. All he did was prolong it. Inevitable that they will attack us again. We've got people already, 50, I think, last I checked, that were flagged as terrorists that got on these planes that left Kabul to go to other countries. Got 13 dead Marines, 20 plus injured. We don't know the extent of their injuries. I pray that they'll get through it. And this man is checking his watch. Air Force Base, when those 13 Marines were being transported. Like he's got something else pressing. His mind is not there, folks. He aided and abided our enemy, which is the Taliban, gave them munitions, gave them guns, gave them weapons, gave them helicopters, fixed-wing aircraft, $80, $90 billion worth of talk show hosts, air quotes, hand tools that they can use in our destruction and the destruction of the Americans still there because he did not get them all out. He lied. And Jen Psaki lies. And his generals, I don't know if they're on the same page with him at all. But they lied too. Joint Chiefs of Staff, he lies. They're all a bunch of liars to gain political points to say that he did something great, that he ended this war in Afghanistan. The only thing I can say is that he did not end anything. He started a new beginning for the Taliban, for ISIS, for ISIS-K, for all the other radicals that are going to be flocking to that country. He started it again, and we will have to fight it again eventually one day. I read a poll that 65% of the people that voted for Joe Biden had buyer's remorse, I guess it would be. Buyer's remorse. Well, you know, sometimes you can take back the product you bought and exchange it for something else. This time you can't. The man has got to go. He's not coherent. He's senile. There's something wrong with him. There's something wrong with this whole administration. I don't know if they're being bought and paid for by somebody, the Chi-Coms, whatever, Russia, whoever it might be. But this bumbling idiot, maybe, perhaps, hopefully not, sealed the tomb of this country. He basically signed over. He created a whole new nation. He created a nation, gave them arms, more arms than Australia has. He gave them that. He allowed them to murder 13 Marines. He allowed them to continue in their war of terrorism against the United States. He abetted them by giving them the names of the people that were involved in helping us and Americans. And as such, I believe he should be brought up for treason because he is a traitor. He always has been, really, when you think about it. Some of his past votes and so on. He's always been a traitor. It's time we get rid of him. In 2022, we have to. Because otherwise, if this man keeps going for another 3 years, 2.5 years, there won't be much left of this country to save. That's why the time is right for people to voice their opinions, for people out there like you and me, to get on a soapbox and say, look, we need to straighten this out. We got a crisis at the southern border. We got a crisis in Afghanistan. We've got crises with our allies that don't believe us anymore, don't trust us, don't like us, because we didn't tell them about our plans. It's time we, the American people, stood up and say, enough's enough. Enough's enough. This man can't lead, like I said, a hot dog stand, much less a country. On that note, I'm going to let you go. And the thing I wanted to say is it will get better. We'll bounce back from this. But the thing is, we need to get this man out of office. And thank you to Brian Futch, brianfutch.com, for leading us out. Good night.
Like his daddy, he led the way. faded with his years, but his eyes say it loud and clear. I am America. This land, my land, America. I know one day after down the things he was taught, like loving your neighbor and trusting in God. I am America. This land, my land, America. I know one day, long after I'm gone, will carry this dream along, and that's what makes this country so strong. I am America.
Catch him on brianfutch.com, and you can catch us on you can catch us on Telegram over at American by Design. I wanted to leave you with this last clip from Judge Jeanine, where she just blasts Biden. Good night.
The world is a less safe place today than it was the day Joe Biden took office. That's because Biden is non-transparent, is blatantly dishonest, and is literally dangerous. Biden prioritizes Afghans with no connection to the United States and no vetting over American citizens. In fact, 100 Afghan evacuees are being investigated for possible ties to terrorism. The world watches as Biden, according to reports, flies Afghan men with child brides, pedophilia or human trafficking, where I come from, into states like Wisconsin, over Christians and young female soccer players who are abandoned, stranded, and left as hostages. Joe Biden has literally given a terrorist organization their own nation. Not only that, we arm them to accomplish their mission. As he tries to sell us lie after lie, the American people are seeing right through it. In fact, 51% aren't buying it. His approval rating continues to go down. Right now, 43% is the lowest in his presidency, and 60% disapprove of his handling of Afghanistan. You see, Joe, we're smarter than you and your minions think we are. You've been lying for months about Afghanistan, about your exit non-strategy, about your non-decisions, about what your military chiefs have told you or not told you. It's all lies, and dangerous ones at that. You are no longer the commander-in-chief. You are the liar-in-chief. You spew lies as truth and then turn and bobble away, incapable of answering questions. Instead, you send out your puppets on a string to take fake umbrage and double down on your lies. Joe, your behavior is not only a dereliction of duty and your sworn oath to protect and defend the Constitution and the people of the United States. You have aided and abetted the enemy that we fought for 20 years with American blood and treasure. While you try to restrict our Second Amendment gun rights in the homeland, you leave the enemy with billions of dollars of the most sophisticated military equipment in the world. You vacated Bagram Air Base, a secure facility from which Americans and our allies could be evacuated, and instead allowed the Taliban to release their so-called enemies, ISIS-K, causing our military to be sitting ducks for an attack at the Kabul airport, and 13 service members to be ultimately returned home in caskets because you had the enemy controlling what little perimeter there was. And your cold, unconcerned boredom as you repeatedly look at your watch as those caskets were placed on the tarmac was a disgusting display of your animus and your inability to feel for anyone but yourself. And you talked about yourself to shocked and grieved parents, and you have the gall to actually call the exit an extraordinary success.
As we close 20 years of war and strife and pain and sacrifice, it's time to look to the future, not the past. The extraordinary success of this mission was due to the incredible skill, bravery, and selfless courage of the United States military and our diplomats and intelligence professionals.
Liar. For the 18 months before your chaotic, incoherent entrance onto the world stage, not one American was touched, not one American harmed or threatened in any way, because they knew Donald Trump would respond.
For 18 months, not one American soldier was killed, not one. 18 months, and that was because of the agreement. We had a very strong agreement. It was condition-based. Now, there were many other parts of the agreement also, and if they violated them, you know that, we went in and bombed the hell out of them.
Joe, you can't shine Donald Trump's shoes. He was and is a leader and showed us the meaning of peace through strength. You caused chaos through incompetence. You didn't have the spine, the brains, or the capacity to know what you were doing. Joe, I think it's time for you to go back to the basement where Jill can walk you around and tell you where you are and what to do. You botch everything. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're not only a liar, since this was the biggest disaster in American military history, you are a weak, feckless individual whose catastrophic betrayal of America and American families demand impeachment, resignation, and a court-martial. And here's another lie.
We'll not conduct a hasty rush to the exit. We'll do it responsibly, deliberately, and safely. There is a home for you in the United States, if you so choose, and we will stand with you just as you stood with us. If there's American citizens left, we're going to stay till we get them all out. Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
Liar. How dare you put Americans in the hands of Taliban and ISIS? How dare you allow empty planes to fly back to America? How dare you not have the military search for Americans like other countries did for their people? How dare you have your State Department threaten private organizations and a network of veterans of real Americans who are trying to return Americans and our Afghan allies home?
I just learned multiple attempts to State Department and the Department of Defense have basically been brushed off. They are not interested in our list of U.S. citizens who are trying to get in. They were not interested in our list of U.S. green card holders.
So they were behind the eight ball the entire time. When I hear from Anthony Blinken and Jake Sullivan, they tend to repeat the lies of the administration more than most. And I think the State Department has a lot to answer for on this.
We haven't had any contact with them since, and I believe it's because they were caught up in that. Mm-hmm. And so what they did by playing politics on this, for whatever reason.
So you don't know who shut you down from landing?
I don't know what I don't know who shut us down, but I think it was 100% directed from the State Department.
Joe, are you really an American? I don't know of any leader from local town council and up who would leave Americans behind and bring in unvetted Afghans with child brides in violation of our laws. Are you delusional? In your head, you actually expected the world to applaud you for ending the longest war in American history. You were teed off because you thought that September 11th would be about you. In part, Joe, You're right. Because going forward, any assault on any American in the homeland or around the world will be due to you and your ineptitude. And that's my open. Let me know what you think on my Facebook and Twitter, hashtag Judge Jeanine.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it anywhere else.
And that was American by Design with your host, Ming Fisher, on conservativenationmedia.com. Good night. Happy Labor Day tomorrow for all you mothers in labor. Just joking. Good night.